Okay, we'll just fill in a few things that we left out yesterday, and then we'll go ahead. First of all, the Gemara says three reasons why we have 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. The Yerushalmi adds three more, but I only remember two of them. The one is to negate the 18 times it mentions the Avos together, Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, together in the Torah. 18 times the Torah says Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov. Another reason Yerushalmi says is because it says 18 times Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe by the Mishkan. So it's connected those Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe by the Mishkan. Okay. This whole idea of if a person was frum to begin with, that he can go off the derech, seems a little difficult, because it's mashman, it's mamash machlokas, if somebody started out a tzaddik, if he could ever go off the derech. Everybody has bechira until the last minute of their life. So I was thinking that the first of all, the Yusuf Moshe says, this seems to contradict another Gemara. The Gemara says if somebody was frum most of his life, then in chet bo'al yodol, the Rebbeinu will make sure that he'll remain frum the rest of his life. So the Chora, how could you have a man the Omer who says even somebody who was frum to begin with could go off the derech, and how could Yochanan Kohen Gadol go off the derech? Right, most of his life he was frum, according to the opinion that he was frum to begin with, but he wasn't Yanai. So he says two things. He says a person always has Bechira. He says, however, if a person, what's it called, is frum his whole life, so the Rebbeinu Shem will protect him from shogeg, from unintentional sins. Not intentional sins. You only want intentionally be chote, you can always be chote, no matter what you were in the beginning. And he says also, another pshat is, if a person is toal arishonos, he totally goes off the derech and he's sorry for everything he did before, right? Then none of that helps him, and the nele, he, what's it called, could go off the derech after that. But if he has, what's it called, he's not toal arishonos, he does Averis, but he wants what he did before. He's not, he doesn't totally renounce everything he did when he was frum. Then what he did when he was frum will help him to see to it that he doesn't go off the derech completely. I was thinking a different shot over here, and I think this is the emes. The machlokus over here isn't whether somebody can go off the derech or not. Everybody agrees that even a tzaddik can go off the derech. The shaila is, are we choshish for that? Are we choshish that when we see somebody do something, right, that looks suspicious? That's what the Gemara is talking about. Are we choshish that he's a min or not? The machlokus between Abai and Rava, whether Tzadik Meikaro can go off the derech or not, is not whether he can. He for sure can. But is that something that is usual enough that we suspect that? Or it's so unusual that we don't suspect that, if we have a, well, whatever. And that's why by Yochanan Kohen Gadol, it's not a machlokus whether he was a tzaddik to begin with, and then he couldn't have gone after derech. The thing is, we learn from Yochanan Kohen Gadol that al tamin va'atzmecha yom moscha, don't ever believe in yourself, because Yochanan Kohen Gadol, mashma, that you're choshish for such a thing. It's not so out of the way. So that's the machlokus, is a person who was a tzaddik to begin with going off the derech, that's so out of the way, the Mishnah wouldn't tell you al tamin va'atzmecha because of that. That's something that's totally out of the way, right? And on the other hand, the same thing goes with the chashash of the person who didn't save Malshinim. Are we choshish that he's a min? If he was a tzaddik to begin with, we wouldn't be choshish, he's a min. But that it's possible for a person to do it, it's possible. The question is it probable or not probable? That's the shaila. And the mela, should we be choshish for it in the situations that we have? I think that's 100% the emes of shaila. Then the Gemara says that the seven brachas of Shabbos are connected the seven kolos that David HaMelech said. So we already spoke about this, I just want to make it clearer. Shaila, what exactly the halacha is Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Is the idea, really, you could say Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? The only thing is the Rabbana didn't want to bother you to have to say a full Shmoneh Esrei, so they condensed it to seven. Or no, you're not allowed to say Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos because it's Tviyas Srochav. You're not allowed to ask for personal things, and Shmoneh Esrei is personal things. The Yerushalmi seems to say that's usher to daven Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos because you're asking for personal things. And our Gemara seems to say that no, it would be mutter completely. Therefore, if you started any one of the brachas, you finish it. Because what's it called? Really, Shmoneh Esrei applies. See, there's really no machlokas, and this is the pshat in what both the Bavli and Rishalmi mean. We know that if something is a Seder Hayom, this is what's normally said, right, every day, then you ought to say it Shabbos too. Because it's not, you're not asking for anything special that could interfere with you. That's what you're daven every day. Had the Rabbanan not wanted not to be Matriach you, and they would have left Shmoneh Esrei, you could daven Shmoneh Esrei as a Seder Hayom. But now, because they didn't want to bother you, so they said, don't daven Shmoneh Esrei, daven seven brachas, now Shmoneh Esrei is not Seder Hayom. So the Mele, you're not allowed to do it. So they go together, right? If you started the bracha, you finish. Because for that, they left it to be Seder Hayom. In other words, if you forget, so it's enough Seder Hayom that you can continue. But it's not Seder Hayom because they made seven brachas, not to bother you. Once it's not Seder Hayom, then to stop davening Shmoneh Esrei like that, you're not allowed. It's only allowed if it would be Seder Hayom. But since they said, we don't want to bother you, right, so it's a two-step thing. Since they didn't want to bother you, it's not Seder Hayom. It's not Seder Hayom. Maybe it's also. But because of that, since it's two steps, they only didn't want to bother you to begin with. But if you started the bracha by mistake, then they did bother you. Then they let's say Seder Hayom again, then you can say it. So there's no machlokas here at all. It's just looking from different perspectives. The fact that nine brachas on Rosh Hashanah, so the Balamor has an interesting sheet that he holds that really Mikra Din, you should daven what we daven Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, for all the davenings. Right? That is the Nusach for all the davenings, nine brachas. And what's it called? But he says that the minig is not like that. And the Gaonim say that even the in Musaf, the Kahal didn't daven nine brachas. They only daven seven brachas, the regular Nusach, and the Chazan added the extra three and had to be Yotzi with him. That was what the Gaonim say. And our minig is that everybody davens nine brachas for Musaf and seven brachas for everything else. Okay? I think that's it. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says that you daven not a full Shmoneh Esrei, but Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. And again, if you remember, we're talking about, what's it called, a situation where people didn't have Sidurim. So the question is, did they make people learn Shmoneh Esrei by heart? And if they couldn't completely, then they were Yotze with Chazor Hashat. Or they didn't make everybody daven Shmoneh Esrei. If you could master Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei is good enough. Now they want to know what's Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Am I Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? Rav Omer Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Rav said it's a condensation of each bracha. You say 18 brachas, 19 brachas, right? And you say everything except you don't say the full nusach. In every bracha, there are concepts that are ma'akev. You have to say. But you don't have to say them in the length of the bracha that we have. You can condense them. So you can condense every bracha and say, Baruch Atah Hashem. And you say like one sentence that capsulizes the idea of that bracha, and then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. U'Shmuel Omer Havineinu, and Shmuel says, no, you don't say 18 brachas. You only say basically seven brachas. The first three, the last three, and Shomea Tefillah. And everything else, you just mention a hint to that bracha in a sentence without a bracha. And that's what Havineinu is. And that this is the Havineinu. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Brachecha. Again, you're saying the first three brachas completely. Okay? Then the next bracha is Atachonin L'adam Das. So the hint to that is Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Brachecha. And then comes Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Molus L'Vavainu L'Yirasecha. Slicha Tislach L'anu L'yos Geulim. That's Geula. V'rechakeinu Mimachoveinu. Right? That's V'galeinu Mehera L'man Shemecha. V'dashneinu b'na'os artzecha. No, v'rachakeinu mimachoveinu, that's refuah. And v'dashneinu b'na'os artzecha, that's borecholeinu. Unifutzoseinu me'arba tikabet, that's hashivash, what's it called? Chavisho for gong l'cheruseinu. V'atoim al dadcha yishbitu, right, that's hashivash of teinu kivarishona. V'al harishoim tonif yodecha zvamalshinim. The Yismachu Tzadikim and Binyan Irecha, that's Allah Tzadikim and Bonei Yerushalayim. With the Tikkun Hecholecha, with Smichas Keren L'Dover Avdecha, Semach Dover Avdecha. Uvarichas Ner L'Ven Yisha Mishichecha. Teren Nikra Ato Asaneh, before we call to you, you answer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomea Tefillah, and then you say the last three brachas. So that's Havineinu.
Right? You don't see any other brachas except the first three, last three in Shomei Tfila, and all the other brachas you just hint to in a few words or whatever. It's a much shorter version than what Rav said. Layit alo Abaye amanda masli havinenu. Abaye used to curse anybody who would say havinenu, because there's no purpose to say such a short version of Shemona Esrei. Okay, Omer of Nachman, Omer Shlosi Rashi first. Me'ein kol bracha, Omer bekotzer, umevorech al kol achas v'achas. You say a shortened version of each bracha, and you make a bracha. Havineinu ve'einu mevorech, el shomea tfila, you don't make, in the middle brachas, you only make one bracha, shomea tfila. T'chol ha'bracha shebein sholosh rishonos, v'sholosh achronos, havineinu keneged atzacholnein, molis levoveinu keneged hashiveinu, l'sloach lonu keneged slach lonu, lios geulim keneged geula, v'chein kula. V'na'os artzecha, loshen nodeh. Bin os deshi arvitseini, who can neged birkos hashoni, birkos hashoni. Bin os deshi arvitseini, right, in the pastures, what's it called? Nice pastures. Usually, nove means a building, a place where you live. But here it has the connotation of bin os deshi arvitseini, which has to do with the tvur. The people who transgress your words, Yishpitu keneged tzadkenu tzedako mishpat, right? That's Hashiva Shoftenu kivarishona. He says, what's it called? The Marsha says a different pshat, Lashon Acher, v'hatoim v'mishpat al datcha yishpitu, Hashivim l'lamdein yishpo kivarecha. The people who make mistakes in judging, not that the people who make mistakes and do averas judge them. Because that's not similar to what Hashiva Shoftenu kivarishona is. We're not asking the Rabbanim to judge the Rishoy. We're asking to return our judges. So the second Lashon Rashi says is more, the Marsha says is more like Hashiva Shofteinu. The people who now don't know how to judge and make mistakes in judging return the judges who know what they're talking about. Right? And Rashi says, V'chein Iker Nirali, V'chein Bahag. Okay, that's the Iker. Nilsech, and the Marsha explains that's more like Hashiva Shofteinu.
Is that Rashi who brings Bahag?
Layit,
what? Is that Rashi that brings Bahag?
I think so. Abaye used to curse somebody who said havineinu because you're skipping all those brachas. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Kol hashana kula mispal odom havineinu chutz mi motzei Shabbos and motzei yamin tov. The whole year, obviously he argues on Abaye. You could say havineinu. The whole year, you what's it called, can say havineinu, except Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontif, and they should start lomer havdolah becholin adas, because you have to say havdolah, right? Maskif lo rabba bar Shmuel, the name of bracha revias b'fnei atzma, say a separate bracha by itself. Milo snad Rabbi Akiva omer omra bracha revias b'fnei atzma. Since havineinu doesn't mention havdolah, right? So we'll see in one second why don't you just put in a mention of havdolah. But since it doesn't mention havdolah, so you can't say havineinu. The Gemara says, okay, so say a fourth bracha. Say a bracha of havdalah by itself. Just like we find, Rabbi Akiva says that what's it called, that you say a bracha, a separate bracha for havdalah. You don't include havdalah in Cholnei Hadas. You say a separate bracha on Motzei Shabbos for havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Lezer, Omer b'holdah. And Rabbi Lezer says you say it in holdah, havdalah, not in Atah Cholnei. So Mora says, "Atu kol hashon the kulam yavdin Rabbi Akiva the hashon nami navid." Right? We don't do like Rabbi Akiva the whole year. I'm not going to do it with him now and make it up a separate bracha. So since you can't do anything, you don't say havineinu motzei Shabbos. Mora says, "Kol hashon the kula my time alo yavdin Rabbi Akiva timna srei tikun tishrei lo tikun hakanami sheva tikun timne lo tikun." Right? Same reason we don't do like Rabbi Akiva the whole year. Why don't we do like Rabbi Akiva and make a separate bracha on havdalah? Because they made 18 brachas, not 19 brachas. So, same thing over here. They made 7 brachas in havineinu, not 8. So you can't add another bracha. Maskif lo marzutra v'nichlo michlal havineinu, Hashem elokeinu ha'mavim in kodesh l'chol. What do you have to add another bracha for? Include it in the havineinu, right? Include it in the what's it called? Versus kasha. We'll see in a little while what the kasha is. I mean, why can't you do that? Right, it's a kasha, but we'll, the Rishonim explain why the Gemara held you couldn't do that. That we'll get to in a second. Omer Rabbeinu Bar Abaye, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Havineinu Chutz Mimosak Shomim. then they should sorek lomer she'elo birkas hashana. Another time you can't say havineinu is during the winter, because you have to say the same talamata. And that's not part of havineinu, the same talamata. Maskif lomer zutra v'nichlo mechlau v'dishoneinu b'nosar tzecho, the same talamata. Say it in havineinu, right? Mar says, osi latrude. No, you're going to make a mistake. You'll forget it. Because it's such a short thing. It's not a full bracha that you're remembering to add something into a bracha. You're remembering to add a whole new nusach in havineinu. That already we're afraid you're going to forget. Yihachi havdolah v'chom neidasna. If that's the case, then the same thing goes with havdolah. Why did the Gemara say, Kasha, why didn't you just add havdolah in the havineinu? No, you'll forget it. Right? Gemara says, no. Amrei chosom kivin da'asya b'tchilas slosa lomatri. Since over there it's right in the beginning of havineinu. Right, you won't forget. If they made a mention of Havdalah in the beginning of Havineinu, you wouldn't make a mistake. In the beginning, people pay attention to what they're doing. But in the middle there, after you said a few different things, and they all are a collage of different brachas, then you're going to get all mixed up, and you're going to forget it, and you can't forget it. You have to say it. Right? So if you don't say it, you're not Yosef. Here, since it's in the middle, what's it called? It's going to make a mistake. Maski Florvashi, the name Rabbi Shomea Tvila. Why don't you say it in Shomea Tvila? You do say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tvila. So right before you say that bracha, say what's it called, the same Talamotor. Domer of Tankun, Omer of Asi, Tavalo, Hiskun, Vurus, Bishom, and Bithias, and Asin, Machzir and Osa. Sheila, the Birch Hashon, and Machzir and Osa. And they Shiokola, Omer of Shomea Tvila. You can say it in Shomea Tvila, so say it there. Just like in a regular Shmoneh Esrei, you could say the same Talamata in Shomea Tefillah, say it here in Shomea Tefillah. And there you wouldn't make a mistake. Because that you're saying is a regular bracha, so you'll include it in the bracha. Well, you have to say it by itself without a bracha, we're afraid you'll forget it completely. But if you have to say the bracha Shomea Tefillah, and we tell you to add in, it's like adding in the same Talamata in a regular bracha. We're not afraid you're going to forget. Havdalah also. If you forgot Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, you don't go back and say Shmoneh Esrei. Because you can say it alakos. You can say it Havdalah alakos. Mashmi, you don't say it in Shomei Tzvila, which we'll get to not now. Where it says, Toshani. No, that's only where, what's it called, where you made a mistake and didn't say it, then you can say it in Shomei Tzvila. But the Chatzvila, to be Koveya in Shomei Tzvila in Havineinu, that they didn't want to do. So they couldn't put it in the brach of Shomei Tefillah, because it's not really, that's not its place. To say it in the place where it belongs as a remembrance of Baruch Aleinu, you're not saying a bracha, we're afraid you're going to forget it just by adding in a few more words. Rashi, layit alav, okay, we said that already. Kol ha'shona mi'avdinik Rabbi Akiva, kolomer k'shon mispalel of shmon esrei shleimos, mi'avdinik Rabbi Akiva, lomer bracha revias b'fnei atzma, tahashdik ish mispalel ha'bineinu navid kavosei, Sheva tikum, Sholosh Rishonos, the Sholosh Achronos, the Havineinu. That's what they're on. Saka, not another bracha. The Nichol Havdola Mechlal, the Soch Havineinu, Kederesh Ukola, the Chol Neadas. The Yomer Havineinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hamav, the Mikodesh Lachol, the Das Grochecha. Right? Put it in the remembrance of Havineinu, right? In the remembrance of Atachonin, which is Havineinu, Hashem Elokeinu. Mention Havdola, just like we do when we say Atachonin Lo Neadas, and we include Havdola. You'll make a mistake. Litos. In the beginning, you can concentrate more than in the middle, you lose track of what you're saying, and you'll forget it. Okay. Let's just see over here with Havineinu. First of all, Tosus, look at the Tosus at the beginning of the Daf. And that's the halach. We don't daven Havineinu. We pass him like Abaya, says Tosus. We don't daven Havineinu. And the Yesh Svarim Demasik Honi Mile Ben Masa Abba Bederech Shori. That's only if you're in the city. You don't have an Havineinu. But if you're traveling, then you could say Havineinu. Okay, we'll see one second what okay, let's see what's here. The Rambam Paschim Zek Rabbi Akiva that if you're Mutra, okay, where's Rabbi Akiva? In the Mishnah. Right. If you know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. But if it's not Shgur of a thief, if you're going to make mistakes, then you can daven Havinein. Okay, so the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, whether L'chatchila you can daven Havinein or not. Okay, so the Rambam says, the Halachas like Rabbi Akiva, that if not Shgur of a thief, then you can daven Havinein. And the Or Zeruah passions like Rabbi Yeshua, that even without Hatarada, even if it's Shgur of a thief, you're allowed to daven Havinein. Okay, that's what's it called. That is there. Tosfos paskins like Abaya, that, that cursed people who said Havinenu, but he brings down the Girsa, that's only in the city, but if you're traveling, there Abaya didn't curse people who said Havinenu when they're traveling. The Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that B'Shasat Chak, you're allowed to daven Havinenu, but not without a Shasat Chak, right? And the Rabbeinu Yonah says Shasat Chak means even in the city. The fact that you're traveling only makes it a Shasat Chak. So what Tosfos brings down, that on the road you're allowed to say Havinenu, but in the city not, that's just an example. The road is one kind of Shasat Chak, but if you had a Shasat Chak in the city, you also could have Havinenu. The Shulte HaGiborim says that the Rambam and the Rif argue about this. The Rif holds a dafka when you're traveling. No other Shasat Chak is Matar Havinenu, just when you're traveling. And the Rambam holds any tirda that you have. If you have a tirda, right, Shasat Chak in the city, you can what's it called, daven in the city. Traveling, that in itself is a Shasat Chak, you're allowed to daven Havinenu. The Mogen Avraham adds another time you're allowed to daven Havinenu. And that is when, if you daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, you won't be able to daven in the time. You have a minute, 2 minutes to go till Shkia. Right, and if you can't finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei by then, but you could say Havinenu, then you could say Havinenu, says the Mogen Avraham. That's also called Shasat Chak. However, don't get your hopes up. The Mishnah Berurah says Lemaisa we never daven Havinenu because we're afraid that what's it called that a person won't be mechaben in that either. Right, only davening Havinenu because of Shasat Chak, you won't be a mechaben the whole 18 brachas. But and surely nobody knows Havinenu by heart more than he knows regular Shmoneh Esrei by heart. So it's not going to help for somebody who doesn't know Shmoneh Esrei, doesn't have a sitter, or for somebody that if he can't be mechaven, that he'll say Havinenu, because he won't be mechaven there either. So better not to daven Havinenu bichlal, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaf HaChaim says another reason. There's a lot of different nuschos in Havinenu, and we're not sure what the nusach is. So therefore you shouldn't daven it. There's a lot of nuschos in Shmoneh Esrei too, but there we have a Masorah. Everybody has their Masorah, what they daven. But in Havinenu there is no Masorah. So therefore, since there's a lot of nuschos, you can't daven Havinenu. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it was only in their time when they daven Baal Peh that there was such a thing as davening Havinenu. But as man said, you have Sidurim, daven a Sidur. Right? And for the time the person doesn't have a Sidur, right, that's a Yotzim and a Klal. For that, they didn't make Havinenu. Okay, what happens if you daven Havinenu and it wasn't Shasat Chak? Those who hold you can daven Havinenu, but Shasat Chak, and you davened it and it wasn't Shasat Chak. I just wanted to get out earlier, so you said Havinenu. The oldest Talmud says you're Yotze, and the Elul Rabbah says you're not Yotze. The Motzei Shabbos, the Rashba says, the Gemara Maaseh ends with a kasha. Why you just can't add Havdalah into the Havinenu? Okay? So he says like this. He says, Eino Chinami, since the Gemara ends with a kasha, not a tiyufta, right? So the Maaseh, what's it called? You can, Motzei Shabbos, say Havinenu, and add, Havdalah, in the part where you're mentioning Achtachoni, okay? But most Hakshomim, you're not allowed to. He says because the reason is because on Motzei Shabbos, if you forget Havdalah, you're still Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You say Havdalah Lakos. But if you forgot to say Mashivor, what's it called, the same Talamotar, then you're not Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. So by the same Talamotar, we're afraid that you're going to make a mistake. And by Atzachoni, we're not afraid. First of all, it's in the beginning. And second of all, if you forget it, you Yotze B'diavad anyway. Rav Haigon, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Ri say that Motzei Shabbos, the reason, why did the Gemara say, what's the answer, Taka? It's Kasha. What's the answer? Why, Taka, can't you add it into, so he says, because we're afraid that people will think that it's a bracha by itself. Every one of these sentences is a bracha in the regular Shmoneh Esrei. So if you say Havinenu and you mention Havdalah, you'll think when you say a regular Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to say a bracha for that. You won't realize you're supposed to include it in Tatachon, and you'll be ending up saying brachas that don't apply. A whole bracha. And we're not cautious for that by the same Talamotar, because no one holds you say the same Talamotar is a bracha by itself. But there is a Rabbi Akiva who holds that you do say what's it called a bracha for Havdalah. And if you mention it as a part, a phrase in Havinenu, there's a place to make a mistake to think that that's a whole bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. So in order to avoid that problem, we don't add a mention of Havdalah in Havinenu. You don't say Havinenu Motzei Shabbos because of that problem. That's how the Rav Chaim Gaon explains the Kash in the Gemara. The Yivatcha called the Shulchan Aruch, therefore Paschans, you don't say Havinenu Motzei Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, though, that when the Shah is the Chukah, right, when they did say Havinenu, and it was a Shas Adchak, right, or the Zman Tfilah is going away, you won't be able to daven if you don't say Havinenu, you could say Havinenu Motzei Shabbos, and don't mention Havdalah. And be Yotze with Havdalah, Lakos. Okay, this way there's no chance that people think it's a bracha by itself, right? And since you're Yotze v'di'evit, you could say Havinenu without Havdalah also. The Prichodesh says another time you could say Havinenu. Since the whole reason you didn't say Havinenu is, what's it called, you most have Yishamim, is because we're afraid you'll make a mistake. What if you know you won't make a mistake? You have Havinenu down pat, or you have it written down in front of you. You're not saying it by heart. So you'll say it with the addition. So then the Prichodesh says you could say it. Since the whole reason is because you're afraid you'll make a mistake. If you know for sure you won't make a mistake, right, or you're Batua because you have it written down, is not a problem. And the, that's the Rabbeinu Manoach says, and the Prichodesh says, even if you know you won't make a mistake, you can't say, Havinenu b'mos ha'gishamim. Okay? And the Chayodim and the Mishnah Brura say, Lamaisa, even though we don't daven Havinenu, but Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, that we could daven. You could condense the brachas, and that you can say even b'mos ha'gishamim, and since you're saying a whole bracha, we're not afraid you make a mistake. Just like we're not afraid to make a mistake when you say full Shmoneh Esrei. Okay.
Do we have an issue for that today?
For Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, I don't think so. That's like each person, you just have to know the halachas and whatever, and I never saw an issue. Okay. Next. One. Gufa. Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi. Tov, lo hiskut vuros geshomet b'tchias ha-meisin, machzir nosa. If a person made a mistake and he didn't mention Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem in the Tchias HaMesim, and he finished the bracha already, then Masir Nosso, we make him go back and say Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. She'eila b'birkas Hashanim, but if he didn't say the same Talum Matar, ain't Masir Nosso, then he doesn't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Because he doesn't have to, as soon as he finished the bracha of the Vorech Hashanim, similar to if he finished the bracha Mechaya Nesim, he doesn't have to go over start Shmoneh Esrei again, because he could say the same Talumotar in Shomea Tzvila. The Havdalah Bechorin Hadasei Matzir Noso, if you forgot to say Havdalah and you finished Atachonin already, you don't start Shmoneh Esrei again. Why? Because you can say it, the Havdalah you're going to say anyway, Alakos, so you'll be Yotze with that. You don't have to say it back in Shmoneh Esrei. Neshvei Tov lo hiskir gvuros geshomet mitchias ha-meisim. Machzirin also. Right? Maisa, it says, not like that. It says, if you didn't mention Mashiv HaRuach in tchias ha-meisim, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei ago. Again, she'elo v'birchas ha-shorim, machzirin also. If you didn't say the same Talum Matar, you also have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. V'havdolah v'chorin ha-dos, ain't machzirin also, nishiyochel omra lakos. But Havdolah, you don't have to go say again, because you can say it alakos. Depends if you're davening b'yachid or you're davening b'tzibur. Marzmar says b'tzibur my time alone. Mishum deshoma mishliach tzibur. Right? What's the reason why b'tzibur you don't have to go back by mashiv haruach? L'chora can't be talking about havdalah because there's no chazor sashatz by mar. So what it's talking about is what's it called? Just mashiv haruach. The one that says you have to go back if you forgot, not Mashiv HaRuach. The one that goes back if you didn't say the same Talum Matar holds, that's where you're davening B'yachidus. So you can't be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. But the one who holds you don't have to go back is where you're davening B'tzibur. You can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. You'll hear Chazor HaSashat. Gemara says, my time, my time below. Why the tzibur? You're saying now, you don't have to say it Shmoneh Esrei again, because you'll be yotzi with Chazar Zashat. Mishum deshami mishli atzibur. L'achi hai mitnish yochala omer b'shomei atzvila, mitnish yishomei mishli atzibur miboyele. That's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa doesn't say that you don't have to go back if you forgot the same talamater, because you'll hear it from the Shatz. It says you don't have to go back because you'll say it in Shomei Atzvila. That has nothing to do with the Shli Tzibur. It's a different idea completely. See, don't tell me this Bryce is talking about Tzibur, and that's why you don't have to go back.
Right?
Both of them are talking with Yidavim B'Yachidus, even B'Yachidus. And you're not going to hear Chazar Sashat. It depends whether you remembered before Shomei Atzvila or not. In other words, basically what it's saying is the following. If you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you didn't say the same Talu Mater, and you finished the Bracha Birchas Hashanah, but you haven't yet come to Shomei Atzvila, don't start Shmoneh Esrei again. Just say the same Talu Mater in Shomei Atzvila. Okay? If, however, you already said Shomei Atzvila, right, then you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Shailas, how much of Shmoneh Esrei you have to say again, and where you remembered that you didn't say it. But if you didn't say it in Shomei Atzvila, then you're going to have to say something again. Okay, whatever. Then you're chozer. Then you go back. Okay? Now, by Havdalah, why didn't it say, if you didn't say Atachone, if you didn't say Havdalah and Atachone, that you don't have to go back, because you could say it in Shomei Atzvila? Why did it over here say, because you could say it ala kol? There's two possible reasons. One is that you can't say Havdalah and Shomei Atzvila. And we'll see that is, Taka, how some poskim hold, because, and Tosus himself says it, so Tosus says over here, Mishiyot lomer Shomei Atzvila, the dafka tzrocha, the golden sheesh lo chol of his obeso, o shetzoris sodeu mayim, to whom it ain't tfila, the chen she'ela, to say the same talamotor, you can say in Shomei Atzvila. Aval haskoras, havdala, haskora, the havdala, mashiva ruach, or havdala, the shar shvachim osir, she'enam ain't Shomei Atzvila. So Shomei Atzvila is asking for things, not saying shvachos of the Rabbana Shalom. So havdala you can't say in Shomei Atzvila. And you can't say mashiva ruach in Shomei Atzvila, because it's not similar to what the concept of Shomei Atzvila is, what the theme of Shomei Atzvila is. So therefore, it doesn't say you could say it in Shomei Atzvila. No, you could say it ala kos. There's another reason it could be. We'll see. There's others who hold that you could say it in Shomei Atzvila. That you could say in Shomei Atzvila, even Havdalah and even Mashiva Ruach Morid Hagoshen, if you forgot it. What's it called in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? Except what's it called? So why does it say over here you can say alakos? Why didn't it say the same thing? Because obviously it's talking in a case where you didn't remember before Shomei Atzvila. In other words, what it's telling you is the following. If you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach Umorin HaGoshem, or you didn't say the same Talumotar, and you remember before Shomei Atzvila, you can say Shomei Atzvila. But if you didn't remember till after Shomei Atzvila, then you have to go back. But Havdalah, even if you remembered after Shomei Atzvila, you don't have to go back because you can say alakos. So it's no rai 100% from here, right, that the fact that it didn't mention saying it in Shomei Atzvila is because you can't say it in Shomei Atzvila. It could be it's telling you a bigger chiddush, that even if you remembered after Shomei Atzvila, you still don't have to say it again because you can say it alakos. So Shomei Atzvila is not necessarily the ikar over here. Okay, now, when you go back, what do you go back to? Let's say you forgot, so what are we saying, basically, the way that you can make up the same Talu Mater, do we say Rashi?
No.
Is it Rashi? Yeah. Gvuros Gishomim haskora bi'almahi. Lefichot mazirin also. She'ina tfila she'yochala omra b'shomei tfila. Rashi again says, you can't say mashiv haruach in Shomei tfila. It's not a tfila. It's just a haskora. So Rashi holds like Tosfos that you can't say anything that's not a tfila in Shomei tfila. The Yochid Mazir no so, but Sibur Yochid Mispal Matsibur. The Itker Kodim Shomei Atzvila. A Mazir no so, Shiochid Omer, but Shomei Atzvila. Okay. So now, but the thing is like this. If you didn't remember to say the same Talu Mater, and you didn't say Shomei Atzvila, then you say the same Talu Mater in Shomei Atzvila. Okay, now let's see, you forgot to say it in Shomei Atzvila, right? And you have to now go back, we'll see, if you finish Shmoneh Esrei completely, right, then you have to go back to the beginning. But you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei completely. You're still in Elokai Netzor. You didn't take the three steps back. That's what we'll get to tomorrow, right? But for whatever, you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei completely. Then you'd only go back. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You go back Tosa says that, what's it called, you go back to Shomei Atzvila. You don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, because you could have said it in Shomei Atzvila. You forgot to say in Shomei Atzvila. So now you go back to Shomei Atzvila. Why go say all those extra brachas when if you had forgotten it in Baruch Aleinu, you could say it in Shomei Atzvila. Now you forgot it completely, and you don't have to go back to anything more than Baruch Aleinu. Don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to the Shomei Atzvila. That's what Tosa says. And the Rashba, what? No. No, we're not talking about Mashiach Baruch. We're talking about Ne'er Haftol. We're talking about the same Talmud Matar. That's a Tzvil. The same Talmud Matar you could say in Shomei Tzvil. Right? Now we're going on the same Talmud Matar. Right? That you could say in Shomei Tzvil according to everyone. That's what Gemara says. Okay, what we were talking about is Mashiach Baruch, which is not a Tzvil, or Havdol. Okay. So Tosa says, and the Rashba also says like that, in the name of Rav Haigom, that if you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to Shomei Tzvil and say the same Talmud Matar there. The Ravid says, and the Rosh, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that's the way we pass him, you go back to Birkas Hashanah. Right? You only can say it in Shomei Tzvila if Lemaisa, what's it called, you remembered before Shomei Tzvila. But if you forgot it then go back to where it really should be, go back to Baruch Aleinu. What if you did go back to Shomei Tzvila, even though the Halacha, right? And you went back to Shomei Tzvila and said it there, the Di'evad Yotze, even according to us. Okay, now, okay, what if you remembered before you started the next bracha? Okay, you said Baruch Aleinu, you didn't say the same Talmud Matar, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mevorech Hashanim, but you didn't start Kaddish Shofar Gadol. Okay, so you're in between two brachas. The Beis Yosef says that you can say it, what's it called, there. That's not called that you started a new bracha, so it's considered like you're still in the bracha Baruch Aleinu, even if you said the bracha, just say the same Talmud Matar of the bracha and go on to Tka B'Shofar Gadol. That's what the Beis Yosef says. He says the same thing in Shomei Tzvila. If you forgot it in Shomei Tzvila, and you remembered before you started Ritzei, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tzvila, but you didn't start Ritzei, say it there, and then go on. Okay? The Re in Tosfos says the following. Something that's not ma'akev, right? In other words, if you didn't say it, you don't have to go back, like Zochreinu L'chaim or something like that, then you don't go back even if you didn't start the next bracha. Once you finish that bracha, farfalan, you don't say it and finish. But if it's something that you have to say Shemoneh Esrei again if you didn't say it, and you didn't start the next bracha, then you can say it between the brachas. Okay? Rav Yoh also says like that, where you made a mistake. Where you would have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei, if you didn't start the next bracha, you say it there, and the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, the Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch also say like that. Anything that you would have to say Shemoneh Esrei again, right, if you didn't remember till after you finished that bracha where you're supposed to say it, but you didn't start the next bracha, you say it there and you're finished. The Marshal Paskins, what's it called? Like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Taka, that you don't. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can't say it there. And what's it called? Right, to finish that bracha, what's it called? The Gra also has a kash on that. And the Mishnah Berurah says at least what you should do is the following. If you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, you shouldn't finish the bracha and then say what you skipped. But you should say Lamdeni Chukecha and then say the bracha over again. From Baruch Aleinu, right? If you said the bracha completely, right, between the two things, then by what's it called? Mishnah Berurah says if you forgot to say the same Talmud Matar in Baruch Aleinu, you finished the bracha but you didn't start Tika, you shouldn't say the same Talmud Matar there. You should wait till Shomei Tefillah and say it there. Since it's not clear whether you're allowed to say it after you finish the bracha, before you start the next bracha, better to say it in Shomei Tefillah.
Does this
one
apply to recite 10 bracha?
No, we'll just see in a second. What's it called? In Yemos HaGeshomin, if you said only Tal, right, you said the same, what's it called? You said Morid HaTal. But you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGoshim. You said Morid HaTal in Yemos HaGeshomin. Now, instead of saying Mashiv HaRuach, you said Morid HaTal, right, that you're Yotze. Okay? Because Lamaisa, since you said something, that's good enough. Therefore, that's why Tosa says some people have the meaning to say Morid HaTal in the summer, And that way, no matter what you said in the winter, you're yotze. You don't have to say again. And that's the halacha. If you didn't say mashi parot mori gashmi, you said mori datal, you don't say shmon esrei over again. Okay. But if you said, what's it called, you were only shoel tal, you said the same bracha or the same tal even, right, in Baruch Aleinu now, then you have to say shmon esrei again. When it comes to asking, you have to ask for geshem. Asking for tal is meaningless. But when it comes to mentioning what the Rebbe Shem does, mentioning Tal is good enough with the Eved, even if you don't mention Geshe. Okay? However, the Shulter Giborim says, with the Eved, you'll say with that also, even in Mosek Shom. He said the same Tal in Baruch Aleinu, you'll say. Halach is not like this. We hold not like that. Okay? And that's why the Mordechai says, according to that Shita, just like we say, Mori HaTal the whole year, in order that if you ever make a mistake, you don't have to go back. In other words, in the Mosek Shomim, since you said at least Mori Datal Yotze, there was a minig to say the same Tal Livracha in the She'ela, in Birkas Hashanim, so the same thing would be that in the Mosek Shomim, if you said what you normally say in the Mosek Hama, you'd be Yotze too. But we don't hold like that anyways, but we don't say that either. Okay, how about being Yotze with Chazoras Hashatz? Let's just finish up this quickly. If you forgot, can you be yotze with chazor sashatz? The Gemara seems to say you could, right? Just that wasn't the shot in the Gemara, but the halacha lechor is okay. The Rashba, the Ra'ah says you can, but you have to mechaven every single word, okay? And the Or Sameach says you don't have to mechaven every single word. Only in that bracha that you skip, you have to mechaven every single word, okay? Lemaisa, the lahalacha. The Svarim, the Achronim say you shouldn't be somech on the Shatz, the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah also says, because we're not capable of listening to every word and being mechavim. It's hard enough to be mechavim when we're saying Shmon Esrei, let alone when you listen to somebody else. So you shouldn't be relying on that, and you should say Shmon Esrei again. You shouldn't rely on hearing Chazor Sashatz. Okay, and then we have the same thing over here. Can you say Mashiv HaRuach or Havdalah in Shomer Tfilah? Tosa says not, Rashi says not, the Rach says you could say it. In Shomer Tefillah, and Yerushalmi and the Rabbani Tzorfas also say you could say it. Some people make a difference between Haskaras Geshamim and Havdalah. Haskaras Geshamim, which is in the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, it's meant to be Shevach of the Rabbani Shalom, that you can't say in Shomer Tefillah. It's a different part. There's two compartments of Shmoneh Esrei, two parts. One is Shevach and one is Shailas. This is put in Shevach, doesn't go. But Havdalah was put into the Bakashas. So even though it itself doesn't have any Bakasha, you could say that in Shomea Tefillah. But Mazda Mishnah Berurah Taka says you shouldn't say Havdalah in Shomea Tefillah. If you skip it, you should just say it Havdalah ala kos, and there's no other place to make up for it in Shmoneh Esrei.